If you like to watch TV and are in Papua New Guinea and Fiji, then you're about to hear a lot more of these theme songs.
Last time on MasterChef Australia. In the race for immunity.
Come on, ladies.
I'm Liz Hayes.
I'm Liam Bartlett.
I'm Tara Brown, and this is 60 Minutes.
Neighbours, My Kitchen Rules, MasterChef, 60 Minutes. It's sad I knew all of those just from the theme songs. And that's because these Australian television shows are to be broadcast on local PNG and Fiji TV stations and eventually others across the Pacific under a three-year, $17 million Australian government project. The idea has taken a long time to get off the ground. It was first announced in late 2018 as part of the government's Pacific Step Up, and it argues the initiative will strengthen links between Australia and the Pacific. But it's been criticised by both leading Pacific media figures and observers of the region here in Australia. The two PNG broadcasters involved, though, have welcomed the move, saying they have been consulted, although both have also conceded that they'd also like to see Pacific content beamed onto Australian TVs. For more, we're joined by Catherine Grau. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Now, at a time where we're all focused on COVID-19, the Australian government announces it's beaming reality TV and kids programs to the Pacific.
That's right, Talia. As you mentioned, though, it is a deal that's been in the works for around 18 months, announced in late 2018. The deal essentially is not that it's going to be new TV content produced specifically for the Pacific that they might have been, you know, developing in that last 18 months, but instead it's confirmation that there will be 1,000 hours of TV shows from Australia that had already been produced, and they will be shared for free, essentially, to various Pacific broadcasters for a period of 3 years. Now, the Australian government has partnered with Free TV. That is an industry body here in Australia that essentially brings together commercial broadcasters, so TV stations like Channel 9 and Channel 7. And it's going to be a cost of $17.1 million over those 3 years. And as we heard, there'll be programs like Neighbours, that's run for, I think, around three decades. Essentially, it's about life in an Australian suburb. Also, cooking shows like MasterChef, The Talent Show, The Voice, and also the current affairs program each week, 60 Minutes, are among some of the ones that were available for local broadcasters in the Pacific to choose. Now, Australia's foreign minister has said that this deal is part of the government's Pacific Step Up, so its policy about strengthening relations with the region. And she said that having the opportunity to watch the same stories on our screens for Pacific Islanders will just deepen the connection that Australia has with the Pacific family. And it has already started this week with some programs going to air in PNG. Here's Sheena Hughes, who's the acting CEO of MTV, which is PNG's biggest and oldest TV station.
Well, it started last night with The Voice, so I'm sure there's a lot of happy people around PNG today.
Well, that's Sheena Hughes, Talia. Now, MTV obviously is involved at the moment. Also, NBC, the national broadcaster in Papua New Guinea, are the first to be on board, as well as MyTV over in Fiji. And in coming months, Vanuatu, Kiribati, Tuvalu and Nauru are also all set to follow.
Mm. Now, Catherine, you mentioned why the government sees this as a worthwhile investment and a way to connect Australia and the Pacific. Politics experts often call this kind of thing soft power diplomacy, you know, using these kinds of cultural values. Is that how this is being seen?
Look, largely it is, Talia, but certainly it is also a very divisive issue. Critics have said that the funds could have been better used in other ways, still in the area of communications and televisions. Now, we need to remember, Talia, and this is a full disclosure, that the ABC had, in fact, for many years, had its own contract with the Australian government, and it was broadcasting an entire television network into the Asia-Pacific region. And and it actually broadcast a lot of these shows on that as well as news, etc. Now, that was a deal that was worth $223 million over 10 years. That comes to around $22 million each year. A guy called Bruce Dover was the head of that when this was called Australia Network. Now, in response to this news yesterday, he posted on Facebook that it was, quote, sad to think how much better the money could have been spent. He and others have been urging the Australian government to instead develop Pacific broadcasting capabilities. They want to see independent journalism in the Pacific strengthened and better kids programming than just obviously giving Australian produced content to Pacific broadcasters. Of course, it does come at a time when we've seen China's diplomatic and also media presence in the Pacific region also increase. So some critics see this initiative of the Australian government as simply Australia trying to flex some of that soft power muscle, as you said, to counter that influence of China. But certainly the PNG broadcasters involved in this, as you'd expect on the public record, are certainly very happy with this new free content. They say they have been consulted in the entire process. They were certainly keen to emphasise that fact multiple times when I spoke with them, and they also, you know, argued multiple times that the shows are going to be relevant for their audience. Is Cora No? He is the managing director of NBC, the national broadcaster in PNG.
The obvious benefits are we can show some TV content, particularly that's closer to home, so like in Australia, and that's quite relevant to us then. Having to consider content that's beyond the Asia Pacific region that wouldn't necessarily be to our interest and for our viewers as well.
And it was also a similar message from Sheena Hughes from MTV. She says they were able to select and have their pick of a range of Australian TV shows.
Having a look at that and just to make sure that it was relevant for our viewers, and obviously this initiative taken by Pacific Australia TV couldn't have come at a better time. Obviously, you know, the challenges that we're faced with COVID, you know, having that additional content has been somewhat a big boost to our television station.
That was Sheena Hughes, the CEO of MTV. And as she mentioned there, the timing of this and the challenges they're facing because of COVID-19, have broadcasters like MTV lost significant advertising revenue as, you know, businesses suffer? And I guess, does this deal mean that they can divert their money to other parts of the budget rather than having to pay for expensive TV shows?
Yeah, certainly it is a difficult time at the moment, and Sheena Hughes explained that that was a situation certainly for them. And as you say, yes, there is a very clear benefit to these Pacific broadcasters that they don't have to allocate money to buy the rights to these TV shows. It is very costly to do so. NBC particularly, as a public broadcaster in PNG, relying on the government for its funds, has been chronically underfunded for many years and has, as a result, had to turn to advertising as well in recent years, but it has seen its provincial radio stations very much neglected, left in ruin. So Cora No, at least from NBC, says this initiative is going to fill the holes in their broadcasting, but it also is freeing up money that they can then spend elsewhere.
Acquiring TV content is quite an expensive exercise, so that's been one of our holdbacks in trying to get the full TV scheduling on a nightly basis. So this does help us with filling some of those spots. And because they're relatively free, it frees up some of our money that we would have otherwise used to pay for overseas content. So we can utilize this funding elsewhere in our operations.
Well, that's Cora No there from NBC and PNG. And perhaps most of interest to Pacific audiences is that Free TV is actually also finalising arrangements for sport to be broadcast as well across the Pacific, sports including the NRL, also AFL, netball, cricket and soccer. Of course, that'd be a huge coup for these broadcasters in the Pacific. Sport, as we know, is very popular, particularly NRL in PNG. And that has always been very expensive. MTV had previously had the broadcast rights for NRL, but to certainly Nine Entertainment, just to give you a sense of that, pays $150 million for its NRL broadcast rights here in Australia. So Sheena Hughes at MTV says she's certainly very keen for them to be able to be part of this.
We're very excited that, that's actually being put on the table and that they are discussing around sporting footage. As you know, MTV used to broadcast free to air the NRL. So hopefully we're very hopeful that we get that back and wanting to sort of broadcast that because MTV is free to air and we believe strongly that, you know, any sporting program should be able to be broadcasted to Papua New Guineans nationwide.
Catherine, at the end of the day, this is all Australian content that was already being produced for Australian viewers. And I know that Australian audiences are critical of some of the TV shows we produce and the reality TV shows. So is this actually good value for money for the Pacific?
Well, certainly for the broadcasters, as we've heard, it essentially is free content. So they think so, and certainly the Australian government believes it is. As we heard, it's about developing relationships with the Pacific. But critics don't really share this argument. There is a lobby group. It's called the Australia-Asia-Pacific Media Initiative. And its argument that is, if this is all about Australia building its relationship with the Pacific, that it needs to talk with the region and not to it. So that idea that they shouldn't just be giving stuff that's already been made, but actually do it in partnership with the Pacific. So they have suggested that there could be co-productions produced with Pacific broadcasters. The idea that there might be skills shared between Australian and Pacific TV producers, the camera operators, etc. And then perhaps even that content from the Pacific could also be shown in Australia so that Australians have more Pacific content on their television. So they also build their relationship with the region. So this deal at this stage certainly is much more one-sided. And this idea of co-productions is actually something that both the heads of MTV, NBC and NBC are backing. In fact, they offered this as a solution when I asked them, did they think the money could be better spent? They were certainly very diplomatic with their answers. But here's Corino from the NBC.
My view is we start somewhere, and like I mentioned to the proponents of the initiative that while initially we're happy to welcome this content on our television, for us down the line we would encourage some arrangement where our technical, particularly our technical and our production staff can feed off their counterparts in Australia so that down the line that we can pursue that initiative where we can not only learn from them but also in the longer term we can have some PNG content on Australian screens as well.
And certainly it was a similar idea as well from Sheena Hughes at MTV.
If you look at the other side of the coin, yes, we would have, you know, possibly preferred to, like you mentioned, get some of those funds to be able to build our local content. But I'm hoping that this is a platform for future initiatives and for future partnerships whereby, you know, Australia has taken the initiative to start that first and give us content. And then hopefully down the line, we do look at upgrading or putting some funding into our local program so that our content can also be shared with Australia as well.
So it certainly sounds, Talia, like a bit of a compromise on behalf of the Pacific broadcasters, and they are hoping the Australian government will come to the table with a better deal in coming years. We had requested an interview with Australia's communications minister to find out more and put some of these criticisms to him, but unfortunately that's not yet been possible.
But if they do speak, we will sure to be bringing it to you here on ABC Radio Australia. Catherine Grau, thank you so much for the update.
My pleasure.
That was Pacific Beat's Catherine Grau talking through that new deal that brings Australian TV programs to the Pacific. What do you have to think? What do you have to say about what is coming to your screens? You can send me a message on our ABC Radio Australia Facebook page.